Thank you for joining us for our broadcast today. My name is Ben Bailey.
Paul said, imitate me as I also imitate Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. Welcome to our study of great Bible heroes. We now shift to looking at some New Testament heroes who will help us to have a greater faith and whose pattern is worthy of our imitating. Paul is a man who can be known for his zeal, his great religious enthusiasm, and a man who was willing to change and had an extreme dedication to the cause of Christ. There's no doubt about Paul's zeal even before he obeyed the gospel. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 1 that he excelled even beyond many of his contemporaries in Judaism. And so whatever Paul did, he excelled at. He was very zealous for. We know he was zealous for the old law and thought he was doing right against Christianity. His conscience felt like he was. Acts 23:1. We know in Acts chapter 7 that he is there holding the coats of those who stoned Stephen. Acts chapter 8, he's wreaking havoc on the church and dragging men and women to prison. You look at the pages of Acts chapter 9 and 10, and there Paul is headed again to Damascus to do harm to the church, and he thinks he's zealous for God and thinks he's doing right. And so he's a man of great zeal and desire and fervor, but he's also a man who was willing to change when presented with the truth. You know, a great characteristic of Paul is that although he was wrong, although he felt like he was right, when he was confronted with the Bible, God's Word, he was willing to change. There's that wonderful scene in Acts chapter 9. Saul is traveling down the road. He is there confronted by Jesus. Something, his scales come upon his eyes, and he cries out, "Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." And he said, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" And Jesus tells him, "You go in the city, it'll be told you what you must do." Paul, at that moment, recognized he had been doing wrong. He recognized that Jesus was the Lord, and he was ready, when confronted by Jesus and the truth, to make a change. One of the most valuable things you can have as a character trait is the heart and the mind that is willing to mold to God's will. Paul was wrong. He admitted that. He's ready to make a change. Are we willing to put aside ourself and our pride and say, "God, if this is what you want me to do, if this is what the Bible says, I'll change and get my life right with you"? But not only did Paul make that great change, he obeyed the gospel, he was baptized, he had his sins washed away, Acts 22:16, but Paul made for sure that he was going to be everything God wanted him to. He is an example not only of religious fervor, not only a man who can change, but a man who went to the greatest lengths to be the best servant of God he could be. He is an example of extreme dedication to the cause of Christ. Paul, once he obeyed the gospel, said he was in the synagogue debating, contending for the faith with the religious elite. He goes on great missionary journeys, spreading the gospel to areas that have never heard it. He's beaten, he's mocked, he's laughed at, he spends time floating in the sea and suffers because of Christ. And why did he do all that? Paul said in Galatians 2:20, "I've been crucified with Christ. No longer I who live, but Christ who now lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Paul said, "My past life, what I'm living for, that's no longer me. I'm living for Christ now." And oh, how we need to imitate that powerful example of Paul, who was transformed and conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Paul said, "I buffet my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I've preached to others, I myself should become a castaway." 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27. And so let's think about Paul as an example. A man of religious fervor, but when presented with the truth of God, was willing to change, and he didn't become just your average, ordinary, what some people view as your average, ordinary Christian. Paul excelled in being a Christian and is an example of extreme commitment to the cause of Christ. Thus, when Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ, there is a great challenge for each one of us to be the best for God that we can be and to remain faithful to God all the days of our life. Have you followed the pattern of the Apostle Paul? Have you made changes in your life if necessary? Are you sure you're a New Testament Christian? Remember Acts chapter 9, verse 6? Here's what Jesus said to Saul. You go to the city, it'll be told you what you must do. Well, what was that must? What was necessary for Paul to become a Christian? Acts 22:16, he was told, arise, be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. First, have you made the change that is necessary to become a New Testament Christian? And secondly, are you living faithful to Jesus unto death? May the example of Paul encourage and uplift every one of us to be more faithful to God than we've ever been before.